Hey Marjorie, are you're muted. There we go.
Hey,
Hey.
we got Corinne back in the house. Let me see if I can change my name again.
Awesome.
I want to put Crazy Corinne instead of Corinne. Corinne's alter ego.
Did she make it? Is she
She's
okay?
here. She's here. She says it's not broken. It's just very sore.
Yeah,
Feel the
bruised.
touch.
She might have even bruised the bone.
She can't connect to the internet. Oh my God.
Hey, Shatish.
Hey!
Yo.
I gotta remember
Jen,
my name.
Jen's on here too, Jen. It's Mike and Marjorie. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, they're on the other link.
They're on the screen.
Hey, so when we break up into groups to do the A and B, I'm wondering how we're going to do it with your group,
We can
Shatish.
just do maybe we could just do four of us here with a teacher if that's an opportunity.
Are you watching?
Hey, Willa. I don't know, Marjorie, is that
Well,
does
the only thing is, Shatij, is that you're part of Team Bing and
Oh,
they're with Team A.
I can get on my
So,
phone. I can go over there, get on my phone and pop
yeah,
up.
just for
just for the first time, and then we'll check in, like over the weekend, because I don't want to, with the group check-ins, they tend to be very intimate, so.
You know what we're gonna do, Shatish, is we're gonna do a small group check-in for about 45 minutes, and then we'll do another one on Sunday, but the rest of the time we're either going to be doing dyads or the full group. So I mean, if you don't mind doing that would be awesome.
Yeah, so I can, you mean just get on my phone and talk, Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
Oh shit.
No
Thank you.
problem.
Okay.
You up.
Hey, Teresa. Is Lisa with you?
Let me mute us.
Okay, you're muted. Kristen is asking if we're in the group. Yes.
Lisa's with me.
Awesome,
I
thank you.
figured out how to unmute myself just now. Okay, good. I'm muting again. I'll be back.
Okay.
Yes. I just had to get out because for some reason I tried to change your name and it wouldn't do it. I wonder if it's because I'm under Corinne. Oh, I'm coming. I've got my headphones on, so you shouldn't have any feedback.
Guys, I'm getting everyone else. People are texting me and I'm trying to get them in. So give me a second. I'm distracted.
No problem, honey.
Oh, there's Kristen.
If, do you think it's because I'm on you? Like, I
So,
can't figure out. Oh, gosh.
yeah,
so
Shatish.
I have a question, Mike. So is this link for Blue Group that I'm signing through? Is this for the Blue Group or is this for the entire class year two?
Entire class, the one that you're on
Okay.
right now. And then what I'll do is we're going to test this magic out. I'm going to do the breakout rooms. So I'm going to, but there's no point in jumping into it yet because not everyone's
Yes.
here. So.
So since I'm logged in for the entire, all four of us here, I'm just trying to figure out how I should proceed when the breakout room occurs.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have to sign on. Yeah, I don't know how to do that, Shatish, because I'll tell you, I know how to do it because I've got like three stupid Zoom things to aliases, but without
Yeah.
that,
maybe I'll ask the team here to get on a different device.
Or maybe you could borrow, maybe you could borrow somebody else's phone, and I'll just make that.
Yeah.
You know, that might work.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll borrow, I don't know, Mandy or Amy's phone for 45 minutes.
Then I'll just change you from Amy or Mandy to Shatish. Oh my gosh, watch us now.
We're gonna mess with you, Mike.
So I'm
oh my gosh.
You might want to keep it plugged in
if you're
getting a new one.
Corinne, how's the leg?
Leg is not broken. I have a bone bruise.
Oh, I
don't know. Yeah, no. Barely.
Ouch. Raphael's here. Lisa's here. Raphael, we got two of you.
Double trouble.
And then Willa just texted. Oh, hi, what's up, Willa? I gotta put the chat box up here.
What happened?
Oh, what happened? Corinne, you wanna tell us this story?
She's I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I had a Tupperware tub, like one of those big boxes of my summer shoes, and I fell into it and really hurt my leg, my shin, but I'm good. Not broken.
Yeah, she messed me up because I'm hanging out with her. We're in her place down the Cape. And when I pulled up, I'm like, oh my gosh, was I supposed to go to her house in Medfield?
Nice.
Oh boy, I'm really in my thinker this weekend. In 6th and 7th. But because I'm having trouble with my phone service, so all of her texts didn't go through and she couldn't reach me on the ride down, so I had no idea where she was.
I want to do that tomorrow. I mean, one night I'd be down to order Thai food.
Yeah, do you guys...
It was not the quiet, calm morning that I had hoped for. But...
That was pretty fast, though.
It was, yeah. They really had a great system, so.
Marjorie and Corinne and Patty and Kristen, are you guys now the co-hosts?
How do I know if I'm a co-host? Is that a tough question? Wait, it should be under participants or something?
I bet you it's co-host. Never mind.
Mike, everyone's a co. We're all co-hosts.
Okay.
We're all set.
Okay. Yep, I see it.
Okay. I've got two Koreans. Awesome.
Bookended.
Let's see.
Missing.
Who is missing that I talked to? Let's see, Janina. Let me text Janina and see if she's having problems getting in.
Yeah, because she's got a group.
Yeah. And Paul is not here. Oh, who's coming on? Hey, Abby. Rin, Deb, C.
Hello.
Next, Paula.
For B. I want to see who's here.
All right. is here. Teresa's here. Janina, let me see if Janina.
Summer, what do you have in your background? I can't see.
So right before Valentine's Day, I went into Whole Foods and they had this display of succulent plants that were in like little white wooden hearts. And I thought it'd make a cool picture. And then when we started doing virtual everything, I thought it would make a cool background.
Yeah, neat.
I can actually move so you can see the heart.
No, I can't. Oh, I'm like losing. I think it's my eyes. Hold on. Let me get my goggles. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is neat. Good job.
Thanks. Mike, do you want us to start some housekeeping stuff? Well, we're waiting for see if some other people are going to come.
Yeah, sure, you want to get started. I know that Janina was there and she had, well, I texted him. So she had Raina and Viviana and Joanne with her.
Oh.
And then Paula and Cheryl were together. So we can start, I guess. I can't do the groups until we get everyone here.
I'm texting Paula right now.
Oh, I just did.
Oh, okay.
I texted Paula and Janina.
Okay.
Margie, you're coming up as Corinne.
I know. That's because I'm a Corinne wannabe. But way cooler. I'm crazy, Corinne.
Who's her?
Kevin. Oh, there's Paula and Cheryl. Yay.
Here? Yes.
Anyone want some?
Do you want me log me into like?
Hey, Shatish, you want to sign on as, who are you going to sign on as?
I'm going to sign on as Amy.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are we missing Jen?
Oh, Jen too, yeah.
Yeah, because she was, I saw her earlier. Let me text her.
Soon. You got it, thanks.
Yep, no problem.
CJ was on, but I don't see her now.
Yeah.
She was.
Patty who?
CJ.
Oh, that's right.
I saw her before, but I don't
see her. Can you text her?
Sure.
Hey, Mike.
Gerald. Hi, Paula.
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
I'm basking in... 6 and 7 chakra.
Nice.
I'm loving the extended 6 and 7 chakra. Usually it's just 6 weeks, but it's like this year it's been 3 months. It's been awesome.
A lot of craziness is happening.
Yeah. Corinne, do you want to start and we'll just, and I guess I can start getting the breakout rooms ready with what we've got.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything back from Jen yet.
Okay.
All right, so let's get started. Welcome to weekend 5, everyone. We're so excited to see all of you. We're going to do our best to make this a real fun experience for everyone. So first of all, it's for us people that have been working on Zoom during the quarantine, we know it can be really tricky and pretty exhausting. So just some tips on how you can do some self-care. It does help if you shut your video off. If you need a break, you can still listen, but just not having the video on is less straining. And so if anybody has any issues during this, please text us. You have our numbers. We will be checking our phones frequently and, you know, be ready to assist if somebody needs it.
Hey, Corinne.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I just realized I'm breaking you guys into rooms and I've got two Corinnes and I don't know which one to put in which room. So somebody's gonna have to change to Corinne one or two.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can change my name. Maybe I did it last time.
Three dots at the top.
No, it's different on the Chrome. Okay. If this is me, I'll be able to tell. Hold on. I figured it out. Let me just see if
I have me. I'll be Corinne the greatest.
No way. I may be changing you to me, but we'll see.
Oh, but you can't see it. Oh.
Hey. There we go.
Can you see it, Mike?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Awesome.
You won't have a hard time forgetting which one it is.
I think she should let her leave it. It'll make her knee feel better, or her leg. We can let her have that for the day. Tomorrow you can get the greatest, Mike.
Marjorie, did you want to add anything else?
Yeah, just if you guys are having a moment where you need support because something's coming up for you, just please don't isolate. Reach out to one of us. We've all got our phones. Just shoot us a text. We can go offline and connect with you if you need any support at all. And, you know, like if people aren't responding to a chat that you put up, maybe somebody missed it, you know, just post it again. Just say, hey, you know, I had a question. Kristen is going to be our tech support person for today. And Debbie, who couldn't be with us until later today, after 6, will be the tech person Saturday and Sunday. So if you have any questions at all, please connect with those two. And if you don't have any luck getting through again, just please reach out to us and we'll do the best we can to support you any which way we can for the weekend. Do you guys have any questions at all now before we start? No?
I think we've got it. There's going to be, Jen, you're going to be in my room, so I'll shoot you over to the breakout room too, and I'll be there in a couple of minutes, Marjorie. I'm gonna stay in here because there's gonna be a couple of stragglers, so if you could start leading the groups, that'd be awesome.
Sure.
And if anyone's in the wrong room, let me know. Just find the button that says leave the room. And Shatish, you've got a, I'll check you. You'll be on as Amy shortly. So I'm gonna open the rooms, and we'll be doing this for 45 minutes.
Okay, just let me know when to go on the other phone and then I will. I'm already signed in.
Yep, go ahead. And you'll be in a room. Oh, there's CJ. I'll take care of you guys once we get this room going. Here we go.
Yep. She'll be with me.
Nice. Who's left? Okay, CJ, I'm going to send you over to room one, right? Oh my, I can't do it. Oh, this is not good. And Patty, what are you? Oh, there. Okay.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey. You know what I've got to do is I think I might have to. I don't know. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. Breakout rooms. Okay. Maybe I can. Oh, boy. Okay.
Hi, CJ.
Let's see. So if I go.
Hello, Miss Jenny.
Oh, put in a waiting room. That won't do it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Awesome. Here we go. Jen, you're going to room two. CJ, you're going to room one. Boom. Bye. Oh, there's Renee. Hi, Renee. Or is that Amy? I mean, Shatish. Renee, talk to me. You're muted. Oh, wait. You there? Renee?
Hey, Mike, I'm here.
All right, Shatish, let me send you over to, I don't know why. Give it a second, you're not fully there yet. It takes a second to, oh, there. There, oh, not yet. Shatish, I don't know what's going on. You're not showing up yet. I got a digital. It's like a bad connection. How's it going, Shatish? You there? I'm getting a really bad digital connection. All I'm hearing is like digital sounds. I wonder if you can log on to your internet. I mean, not your, yeah, your Wi-Fi and try it.
Come in.
You, I can't believe what it sounds like, Shatish.
Mike.
Hey, Janina.
Are we still on break?
No, I've put everybody in groups, so I'm going to send you over to group one.
Okay, well, I have four people here.
Yeah, you've got all of group, all of year one. So I'm going to send you over. Okay.
Okay.
What? I mean, all of breakout room two. Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, so maybe
join. Okay, so I click join breakout room.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Hey, there you are. All right, I'm sending you over I'm sending you over now. Awesome, thanks, man. You still there? I don't know what's going on, Shatish. Do you have a, oh, nice. Amy, awesome.
Hey, Ronnie.
Shatish, I'm sending you to room one to hang out with the girls on the computer. Thank you. Oh my God. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yep. Sending you over to one. No problem.
Oh, my goodness. Every time I get out to do settings, it kicks me out of the break room.
Yeah, and it could be just your connection. Are you working on a cellular? Yeah, I think that I'm going to send you over. If there's any more problems, go ahead and let me know.
Say it again, Mike.
I said, if there's any more problems, let me know, Renee. It's probably your connection, though. But I'm sending you over to breakout room one. Okay?
Thank you. Got it.
Okay. Oh. You're not going. Oh, there we go. So then I go back here and I go join. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Mike.
Hey, Renee. No problem. I'm anything.
Somebody called me. Somebody called me, and I like tried to disable the call, and it like kicked me out of Zoom. What the hell is going on?
Listen, I can keep an eye on it, but if I miss you, do you mind jotting my number down? Because I'm keeping my eye on my text messages. You got a pencil?
Yeah, let me, is it 714-287-5392?
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. I'm sending you out. Bye. No problem. Yeah.
I have a sense of humor.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Nancy. You have to unmute. Nancy, unmute, and then I'm going to send you over to our breakout room. I see you're sending me a text. There you are.
There I am on my phone. I can't get on my computer.
All right. All right. Maybe when we're on lunch break, I can help you with that. But for right now, I'm going to send you over to the breakout room.
All right.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, Shatish, thank you so much for your patience on that. Sorry, I interrupted.
You're welcome, Mike. No problem.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
My people needed a little bathroom break and standing up for a minute, so.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like
a little 5 minute stand up and walk around and get a drink and come back. We'll get ready for the healing. Is that okay, Mike?
Yeah, that's good with me. I need to do that too. Marjorie, thank you so much for taking care of the group.
Oh, that was awesome. They did great. They were all awesome.
I was hurting the technology cats. Oh my God.
Yeah, we had some problems on our side.
So I'd like to track the problems on, so kind of try to keep it in your head what happened so we can talk in the staff meeting tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they were individual problems.
It felt like connection, like people that were on the cell phone and not hooked up with Wi-Fi. And then I got to text Nancy because she was having problems.
Reese did say it won't be good on the phone.
Yeah.
And I think if you're hooked into your own internet at your house, even though you're on your phone, it should be okay. I've never had problems before, but if you're like traveling with your phone, it's not gonna work well.
Right.
I'm gonna shut off my camera for a bit and I'll be back.
Oh my gosh, I think that Cheryl's stuck in, oh boy.
Cheryl's here with me.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody's here. We can hear your conversation with the teachers.
I thought you guys were stuck. I thought you were stuck in virtual world.
No, we just want to let you know that we hear you talking about us, so don't say anything bad.
Oh.
Also, we have three people. It's Paula, myself, and Willa. So how do we do a three-way healing?
Oh, well, yeah, but Will is virtual, right?
Yeah.
Well,
so if I do a healing on Paula, we can like intend for Willa to be part of it. That works, right?
Yeah, but we can't do it. We'll split up into twos. It'll work. We'll do it that way. Because I see Willa right there, and we'll hook up with Willa with somebody.
Well, I don't want to bump her out of our group.
Don't worry, Cheryl.
The team player and me, I don't want to exclude you because we talked about doing this together.
Yeah, you guys can do it, and I'll hook up with somebody.
It's absolutely fine. You do the hands-on locally, and I'll be virtual.
Is there another person? Yeah. Another person for you that does have a partner?
We'll find somebody. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Willa. But we can do it.
I have a partner, but I haven't practiced either.
Hi,
hey,
CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hello. I don't practice the healing, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh my God, really? No.
Oh boy, that's exciting.
You know, I haven't either, right?
I don't want you working on me.
For sure.
No,
we'd be a great partner.
I can explain it really, really quick.
Okay.
You get into the skull on all those beautiful, beautiful, crazy places, the pineal gland and the hypothalamus, and you connect everything together with the aha point, with the soul point, the physical life purpose point, and you just connect all those together and you sit in that for a few minutes.
Okay.
You do it with intention. That's what I got out of it. Is like just sit there, fully intend for this to happen, and it's really cool.
Maybe we can walk through it. Excuse me for a second. I'm going to see what's going on. Where's Nancy? Is she here? Oh yeah, Nancy, you're there.
We saw her.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and unmute, Nancy. Oh, Nancy, you're muted. That's why we can't hear you.
There we go.
Awesome. You got to find a little thing. You have to find a little thing there that's that
that's got a red button with a microphone, a red line through your microphone, Nancy. All right, I'll be back in a second, guys.
I just ran to the restroom and I was thinking how funny it would be if my mic was on, if we'd gone to the restroom and flushed the toilet.
Should take bets on if anybody's gonna do it.
People are dying.
And who would it be?
I get mine. I went in the other day.
It's going to be me or Nancy.
Evie, I can't tell you how many times it's happened on my work calls.
No, really?
Ridiculous. Yes. Over the years, I even had a guy snoring like loudly that we had to like mute his line. Yeah, it's.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Has anybody seen all those Zoom bloopers where it's a woman all professionally dressed like in an interview and her boyfriend's in the background going to the fridge with in his underwear?
Oh, I love it.
I laughed so hard at all of those bloopers because my husband was his office, our bedroom became his office. So I would be like walking from the shower to like, and I was so paranoid that I was going to be one of those people that ended up on it. Mike, can you make me one of the co-hosts again? Because I left.
Oh, hold on. Yeah.
Lisa Haddad said she couldn't get in too. I don't know if she's in.
All right. Let me make all the teachers co-hosts.
I think it's just me. I think everybody else is.
Oh, I wonder what happened. All right.
You're not the greatest anymore.
Yeah, this is going to be funny, you guys, teaching staff, breaking people into the breakout groups for the healing. Corinne, well, do you want to run through it really quick verbally while I'm trying to sort out how to make this happen with the breakout rooms?
So today we're going to do the healing. Let me grab my paper.
Take your time. Thank you so much. Is everybody on?
Is someone going to be reading the healing once you're doing it?
No. So this healing is called the Opening to Wisdom Healing, and you're going to be doing it long distance. So what you're going to be able to do is read off the sheet yourself as you're doing the healing. Or the healing
I'm sorry, Corinne. Or you can listen to the audio if you want, because it's on the school
site. Insight.
Oh, okay.
On the student site, there's one that says audio version. If you find the healing, Opening to Wisdom Healing, it says audio version. So it will read you through it. I find it's just as easy to read it myself as I'm doing it long distance, because you can take your time and just read through. So one of the important parts of doing this healing is starting by really being in your secret place, or by doing the meditation that goes along with this healing, which is starting by aligning your chakras, making your life purpose line very tall and straight and strong, and then filling your soul light to fill your entire field. So why don't we start doing that in preparation for this healing? So I think it's better if you stand, so you might want to stand and back up a little bit. My camera back a little bit. So we did the meditation on, oh, I like this. I'm like floating in the universe. We did the meditation on Saturday. So today we're just going to do a quicker version of it since you've already did the bowls with Reese and you did the meditation, so you're pretty aligned. So stand up and like really feel your feet on the ground. Rock back and forth a little bit and really get into your body. Shake everything up a little bit. So let's start doing the shake first. So start at your feet shaking. Make it go all the way up. Your arms, raise your arms. And bring it back down. Too much sitting is not good for the body. I have definitely found that out over this period of time. Okay, so we're going to start. We're going to just focus on all of our chakras. We're going to start bringing the energy from our feet all the way up into our first chakra. Feel that red glow in the front and the back, both aspects of that chakra. Breathe into that. Bring the energy up to your second chakra. You can move your hips. Feel that nice orange color, like warm orange juice. Breathe it up into your third chakra. Yellow, bright like the sun. Shining forward, shining in the back. Really strong, powerful. Bring the energy up into your heart. You can use the green color or that beautiful rose quartz pink if you need some extra gentle loving care for yourself. You can even put your hands right on your heart if that helps you bring the energy there. And then bring that heart energy up into your throat chakra. You can speak your heart's truth. And then bring it up into your sixth chakra. In the front, in the back. And then gently open your seventh chakra and connect everything straight up. And now we're going to align the life purpose lines. So an easy way to do it is this bioenergetic where you clap in the front, you bring your hands into your chest, and then up and down. So let's do it together. You ready? 1, 2, 3. Clap. Bring your hands into your chest. Bring them straight up into the air. Keeping your eyes open. Bring your hands back down into your chest. Turn it and bend down. Keeping your body straight. Back up, and then out. A quick way to do this also is just to grab one little hair at the top of your head. For this, I like to close my eyes, and I just pull that one hair up, and I just try to imagine my life purpose line is coming through, tall and straight. And you can kind of shift a little bit till you really feel it, where it clicks in. Breathe into that. Put your hands on your soul point and fill yourself with white light and send it out. Take a seat. You are ready to give this healing.
Okay, guys, I'm going to run through this and you tell me if this sounds right. So Teresa, you and Lisa, and then I've got breakout room 2, CJ and Deb, Debbie,
And then breakout room three, Jen and Patty. I'm going to put you with Jen just because the way that this separated it all out. And then Evie and Summer, and then Lori and Raphael, Casey and Renee, and Liz and Willa. And then I've got Janina. You guys will work that out. And Chatice, you guys will work that out. And then I've got the other teachers. When you get into the room together, just leave the room and come back to the main room. Does that sound?
Let me just one thing. I just have to check with Renee. Renee, are you okay to partner with Casey?
I'm good, Corinne. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Great.
What was the name of the healing again? Is it the wisdom healing?
It's called the opening to wisdom healing.
So is it wisdom I'm in the wrong. I'm trying to find it on the website.
It would be under fifth weekend.
Is that under meditation? Oh, healings, right?
It's under healings, yeah. And then look for the healing for fifth weekend. We'll say opening to wisdom healing. So you don't want to do the opening to healing meditation. That will just be similar to the meditation we just did. So you want the printout of the healing.
All right, I'm just trying to find it.
So one of the things in this healing is you're dealing with the pituitary, the pineal, and the hypothalamus in the brain. And so one way to, like, I like to really be able to visualize when I'm sending energy to a gland or an organ, kind of what it looks like. So the pineal actually looks like a pine cone. It's like super tiny, but it looks like a pine cone. And the pituitary gland actually is kind of like hangs down and has two little things that hang down. I don't want to say what it looks like, but I just forgot. Marjorie, what was that we said that it looked like? You're muted. You're still muted.
I wasn't muted.
Sorry, I was texting.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was talking about the pineal, the pituitary, and the hypothalamus. And the pineal is the pine cone. Oh, it's the pea, sorry. The pituitary is so small, it's like the size of a pea. And the hypothalamus is more like the size of a walnut. And so if you look, there's also an image there of the brain. I can show it to you here. Oh, you can't see it because I have the screen behind me. Disappeared. You can look at the picture. If you print out the healing, you'll see. There's a picture of that.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble focusing. Who am I paired with?
I'm sorry, who was that speaking? I wasn't paying
attention. Laurie G.
Laurie. You are with Raphael. And okay. I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna just go ahead and open up the rooms. And then I'll check in to make sure it's good at number one. And number two, we're gonna try to get Nancy on too, but I don't know where she went. So anyway, let's see if we can make this work. You guys
ready? I just wanna say too, if you haven't done this healing before, it will be fine. Because once you go to read it, you're going to see it's very simple. There's only a few hand positions, the butterfly position, you're putting their hand under the occiput. It's like very simple, very, very few movements. And it's really just the focus of where you're sending the energy to.
And they brought it up earlier. Cheryl mentioned it. It's an intentional healing. So if you can just get centered in your core, in your secret place, that will translate to the healing. I mean, that's basically essentially it.
Right. And this is our first.
Yeah, I'm here, Cheryl.
Are you guys gonna walk us through it, or is this what we go through our own notes?
Yeah, you're gonna go through your own notes. That we don't have the capacity to do that, to like lead in the breakout rooms, unfortunately. So But just check, just work from your notes. And does everyone have a notes so they can?
Yeah, we can play the audio that's on the website.
Awesome.
The audio walkthrough. Yeah, that's what we're going to do here.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'm going to break you folks into rooms.
Does anyone have any questions before we do that?
Corinne?
Yes.
It's Franae. Shall we do the chakra balance first today?
Yes.
Yes.
Just quickly.
Just you just chakra balance to ground the lower body, but you don't close.
Okay, just wanted to be sure that was factored into our time. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's very quick.
Should I play the video?
Yeah, if you want.
Here we go.
The only thing is, you know how to do this? Are we going? Mike, did Teresa and Lisa get invited to a room? Because they're here.
I thought that Lisa and Teresa were going to work together.
Lisa and Teresa, are you together? Okay, so you guys can shut off your cameras right now. Okay.
Oh my God, I love it. I'm going to sign on so I can do that. Oh my. All right. And then.
Come on, come on, Molly.
Oh, I know what's happening here. You know, you can put the
ears. That's all right. That was fine. I'm so.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I am going to move Teresa to.
Going to the breakout room.
Teresa goes to Lisa. Oh, okay, I can do that. Hold on. Just give me a second. We'll figure this out.
So they have got like a.
Okay. So,
hey, can you message into the room that they have until they have to be back at 3:45?
Why don't we jump into our room, which is room 12, just so we're not interrupting Teresa. I can't find Lisa on my thing, so I want to move.
I think she shut off.
Well, Oh, I see. Teresa's just, okay, got it.
They're in the same room.
Yeah, I just don't want.
I stopped the video, but we're together. And we can jump out all together unless you guys are going to go into a different room. Just tell us.
No, do you mind jumping off? That'd be awesome.
No, we'll jump off and back on at 3:45. Okay, bye.
All right, awesome.
Mike, can you message everyone in the room and say, Reese, right? We have Reese will be with us at 3:40. They have until 3:45 to do the healing and take a break. And Reese will be with us at 3:45.
Why don't we just send them a message right at halfway through in 20 minutes? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 15, 17 minutes. And then that'll-
I think 18 minutes.
Oh my God, you guys don't even know what this is like. Cats. And I still
get. Oh, there's Nancy.
There's Nancy. Nancy, tell me what happened. You're muted, honey.
Here I go.
There you go.
Am I unmuted now?
Yes. Yeah. Are you going to work with your telephone for your cell phone?
I didn't want to, but I can't get on. It won't work through my computer all of a sudden.
Well, here's what I'm going to suggest is that we wait till after the healing and after Reese finishes up, and I'm willing to try to help you out during the the lunch break, the dinner break. Does that sound okay? All right. So yes. I'm
going to. Nancy could also contact Lisa T. She sent out her information.
Okay. Well, let's deal with that later. I'm going to send Nancy to Jennifer and Patty's room. Is that okay?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Then send Patty back here.
Yeah. I hope they haven't gotten too far along. That was room, crap, sorry. Let's see, what was that? Oh, there it is, room 3, I thought it was. Okay, here you go, Nancy.
Okay.
I'm gonna go in there too, guys. I gotta make sure that this is gonna work out because otherwise we'll have to get Kristen to do it. Let me jump into that room really quick. It's room 3. Room 3, oh man. I did really good with this for a second. Oh, I know, I just go hit right here.
Come on, Marjorie, we can be on the same computer.
All the driving I do, I don't get as smart as I do sleep.
Maybe sit on the street for a while. Could you move to this piece more up higher?
Yeah, is that okay? My pants just off.
Hi guys. Do you wanna check? Can you go into the breakout rooms and see? We want to check to see if they're doing okay, or do you want to bother with it?
I get that. I mean, that's why we did Saturday.
Huh?
I mean, they were supposed to do this on their own, and then on Saturday they were supposed to be there to practice it.
You don't let them do it. That's like fine.
That. I'm like fine, not checking in.
No.
Oh my gosh, can I just vent for a second?
Hold on, I have to, hold on. I have to do one thing.
This class was said that my low, kept saying low on my screen.
Okay, there we go, Mike. Try to take off headphones.
Hi. I did okay with the technology stuff, but it was like, it was just about all I could do. And the problems with
it looks like you froze. I thought you froze, Mike. I'm sorry.
I didn't, it's breaking up. I'm sorry.
So you're saying you did okay with the technology, but.
Yeah, but it was like the technology on their end was like, oh my God, you know, it's like, I can't. I like that though. I like that. Let's get Lisa T to help out.
Yeah.
You know, with Nancy's, because I don't really have the tolerance for that.
she's always had issues all year long with the tech stuff, and her husband is there who knows the tech stuff. So I don't know, she's just gonna get him to help her out more maybe, I don't know.
All right.
You know what happens when you have a hard time with technology and things start to go wrong, you're frozen.
You panic. Oh, yeah. I do. I did today when I walked in the house. What?
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll never get over it.
Awesome. We're recording still. Anyway, it's working. It's working out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And Marjorie, you did an awesome job. Thank you so much.
No, I'd rather do that than the tech part.
I found it was really hard to, like, I could see things coming in on the chat, But if somebody was talking about what happened during the meditation, if I tried to like look at the chat, I couldn't stay focused on them.
Because I was communicating with Kristen. So I think that's the way we can do it until we get this down, is have that group chat with the four or five of us.
In my room, like it's only going to happen today because Debbie's not there. I didn't monitor the chat at all because I couldn't do that and check in.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's the way I am too. So I'll cover that tech stuff until Deb's there. And then in the meantime, we'll just text to the five person group. And then Kristen's was texting me looking for, I don't know what it was. We're trying to get Ron A in or whatever, but it's all doable. But yeah, it's impossible to do the tech and communicate with
Ron A had tech issues. I think she just didn't have a good connection. And Casey couldn't hear because her earphones died.
Oh.
So she couldn't hear, and we couldn't see her because she didn't have her camera on.
Right.
So she was kind of doing.
Oh my God, Casey and Renee are together.
But that might be good because they can just be on the phone and not be on the computer.
Okay. Yeah, all we gotta do is just text them. They can get off the breakout room and just do it via text.
Okay.
When I send a long distance healing, that's all I do. I don't get on a Zoom call. I honestly think the healings, you don't even need the breakout rooms. They can just come do it. But I guess it's a good way to make sure that they're doing it.
Corinne, do you think that Reese is really going to be here at 15:15 at 3:15?
He's with the ones. Do you want me to check?
3:45. Well,
it's still a good ways away, but I think.
I'll just check with Joy real quick, just so I know I can get her.
And you know what else, Marjorie, and Corinne, we can just, let him wait.
Yep.
I mean, we'll we can just tell those guys about 3:30 or so to switch. What do you think, Corinne?
10 minutes.
I just give them a little heads. The healing really only takes 20 minutes.
Not even.
Because I can broadcast a message to all.
The healing walkthrough on the audio is 7 minutes long because he barely does a chakra balance.
Okay.
So technically, it's going to take them 10 to 15. That's why I said a quick chakra balance. If they do it, with the walkthrough, it's going to take them 10 minutes.
Okay.
Then that way they just know, once we finish, we have a time for a break.
All right. So I'll send them out a message in about 6 minutes? You guys can access that stuff too, I think, if you click breakout rooms.
Only the host can send the message.
All right. Well, I'll send it out in 7 minutes?
I think six.
I think we should all change our names. I want to be Marjorie the Mighty.
Got it.
Or no, I want to be a brick house.
Oh, I can't do it for you.
Oh my God.
Super Mike.
Shoo.
Or is it Coach Mike? No, Military Mike.
How about Mush Mike? It's Mush Mike right now.
Marshmallow.
Marshmallow Mike.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
Well, that was interesting.
All I have to say is yay, we're doing it.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought the check-in was great. I thought that worked actually pretty well.
Yeah, thanks for taking
Shatish.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and Marjorie did an awesome job from, just me bopping in and out.
Well, you know what I did is I kept my phone right next to me with my timer because I knew we started a little late and I just tried to stick to 2 minutes.
because I wasn't sure.
Nice.
Our like technology problems kept making it go longer and longer. I was like, oh gosh, I hope we can get everybody in.
Yeah, we got everybody. Even Nancy came in at the end when we got her. She just had to be quick.
We had Amy, I can hear myself in the
room. I know. I'm gonna go.
Amy Montalto had a rose quartz in her box. And so I said, Kristen or Patty, take this. And Kristen like walked in with like a bowl full of crystals and then just started talking about the crystals. It was awesome.
A lot of them got heart messages.
From her car.
She cleaned out the crystals from her car. And it was a bowl.
I couldn't compete with that ever.
And she's in Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. I like that she's my favorite so far. I just love this. I love the background. And it looks like a crown instead of a chandelier. So I'm
loving
it. Like a queen.
Oh my.
I think a thunderstorm is coming.
It is human. All right. I'm going to sign off for a little bit, okay?
Yeah. How's your leg doing?
How do you feel?
All right. We'll see. I got to take the dog for a walk. Yeah, so we'll see you at 3:45.
Sounds good.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, I can see a whole nother room, Mike. That's cool.
What do you think?
I like it.
I'll play with that. It just makes my ears, trims up my ears.
Hey, at least your hair doesn't go like this.
Like this?
Yes, just like that. That looks great. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Are you exhausted?
Yes.
I knew that. Must be tired.
Yeah, but we'll make this work. We'll make this work. We'll just
We
are making it work.
Yes.
I don't like the background. It bugs me.
It's a little cold.
Let's see, virtual.
Where'd you get that?
How's that?
Oh, I like that. That looks like Hawaii.
There. Oh my gosh. So how's your time been, Patty?
Good. You know, I almost feel guilty saying that. Are you coming visit? You're going to visit Mike? Is that it? You know, I think I'm kind of built for this as well because I'm more introverted and I like not having to go places now. I've been getting reading done. I've been doing all sorts of courses online. I've just been taking a nap when I want to and I work in the morning. Nice. But I lost a bunch of clients. So I said, okay, well, that's that. And so just gonna ease into it. You know, for me, that's what it's about. Just ease into it.
Nice.
We've been
working. I have not, here, let me send this out. If you haven't switched, get ready to.
I'm gonna be right back. I gotta just.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
No, that doesn't work.
You look like you're in a jungle.
I know, it's kind of cool, but you can't see my face. Mm-mm. I'm hiding in the jungle.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait till Reese gets here so I can open up the windows and...
Well, that's not gonna work.
Let's see. Yeah, so we, I've been working the whole time, but both my wife and I, she went down and she's taken some time off in,
Oh no, what was that?
My phone. She's taking time off. She's down in Carlsbad, just down the street, probably, what, an hour away.
Huh?
And, but yeah, it's been really, really busy with the site business. It's been very busy.
People, I can't even imagine. And are you still with a riding around with the police? And
I'm doing that 2 days a week, but it's very fortunate that I'm not in the patrol unit anymore. I've got a little office, and then the guys call me. I listen on the radio, so it's good.
I'm really glad you're not out there like that.
It's been a year now that I've had this particular position, and it's so much better. I mean, riding around in the patrol unit, having to sit all day, not being able to do what I want, not being able to go to the bathroom when I want. And So I'm liking it. It's good.
I mean, I can't imagine what it would have, like, I was wondering about you with all the protests and issues with the police, you know, I was wondering what's that going to be like for you, but I'm glad you weren't involved.
You know, and it's funny because we go out there and they've got all the curfews and, you know, in some ways it's better to be with the police, but then in other ways it's like, you know, you just pay attention to where the curfews are and you avoid those areas, and kind of, they also let us know where the protests are going to be, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, avoid that.
Interesting time.
Very interesting time, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm here to see it.
I know, I feel the same way.
Well, whoever thought that the whole globe would be experiencing this, and you know, you know, definitely has its downsides, but I don't know. I've been able to just sort of witness it a bit, luckily, and not get involved in all the stuff, and but just sort of, you know, have faith that there's going to be a much bigger transformation, because it has to be. Nothing can be the same after this. So.
Right, right. I like that. I like that, you know, having faith and
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like we're going through some sort of a birth, you know, we're in the birth canal.
It does. I know. It feels like that. And there's a positive sense about it, you know, that, you know, I don't know. I like it. And like you said, this is a very exciting time and I'm glad to experience it.
Yeah, because imagine if, like, somebody told you about this. What? What happened? It's miraculous in a way, you know?
I know, and, you know, I was involved, you know, and active as a kid in the 60s and saw a lot of those. This is the equivalent of that right now, it seems.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, big shifts. So, I mean, obviously there's some really sad downsides to it, but yeah, I mean, I haven't, there's a lot of this that I've enjoyed. I don't have small children at home. You know, my son had to postpone his big wedding, but he's having a small one in August instead. And, you know, whatever, like, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Where are they going to have their wedding?
A friend who actually went to the school for 2 years, Catherine Buntain, she offered them her house. She has a beautiful house in my town. So, yeah. Yeah, so that was really nice. So it's just be like immediate family, but it, even that is like a little like, you know, like how do you do this wedding thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that are in that situation.
Yeah, so, but it's gonna be what it's gonna be, you know? Yeah.
We've got tickets to fly to Kauai on the 4th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would love to go earlier and, you know, be there for a full month, but I don't know, you know, I'm kind of torn. If I can rent the property, I'm going to do it. But if
yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we'll see when it gets closer. They say that they're going to open up the state in August. And if you can get tested and show within 72 hours of leaving and show that it's a negative test, that they won't put you in quarantine. So I don't know. We'll just feel it out and see what happens.
Yeah. When are you retiring?
I am moving the date back more and more and more. Right now I'm looking at March of next year, but we'll see. I kind of don't like some of the nonsense that the administration's doing. So it depends. I mean, I might leave earlier. There's rumors that they're going to do golden handshakes, and I don't know what that would look like, but if they do, then it'll be earlier.
That sounds interesting.
I really enjoy the job, but there's a lot of stuff that the administration is doing that just feels really, really yucky. Mm. I don't think it's healthy for the community. It's not healthy for me. I mean, I go out there and I function and it's kind of like, who cares? All right, somebody just showed up. Let me see what's going on. Oh, Reese. Hey, Reese. You're muted.
Sorry, are the students on? Are they in groups somewhere?
Yeah, they're in breakout rooms. And what I'm gonna do is I'll send out.
What are they breaking out on?
They're doing their healing.
When are they done? Because I'm supposed to be with you for the next till 4:30, right?
Yeah, I think you were gonna be here at 3:45. So I'll send out a message. Telling them that I'll broadcast a message telling them to wrap up, that Reese is in the room. And
wait, let me just double check.
Why don't you want to take a quick 2-minute break or something? We're running behind.
Yeah, 3:45.
They got to do a 5-minute break. Let me just give them another 2 minutes. I'll send it out in 1 minute and then and let them know to take a break and then join us. How's that sound?
Yeah.
How's it working out for you with the technology and stuff?
So far, so good. It's really been a lot easier than other than the universe somehow conspiring to screw my PowerPoint. that was just crazy. And Lisa had never seen that happen before, ever. I mean, Lisa's seen everything. And she's like, I've never seen this happen before.
What did it do? Just scramble it?
Oh my God. I can't even tell you. It completely everything was white. There was like odd words here and there. It was just absolutely a catastrophe.
Weird.
But luckily, we had something saved from halfway through what I did. So it was at least only half the work to fix it. So tomorrow I'm with you as the primary. I'm doing dinner with the, I'm not doing dinner with you tonight. I'm doing, so 4:30. So yeah, I got to go at 4:30, or I can go a little bit over 4:30. But,
all right, I just sent out the email. So I'll give them another 2 minutes to wrap up and then close the rooms.
Yep. I'll just shut my camera off and just call me back when everybody's there. I'll go stretch.
All right, perfect.
He was early.
Yeah, as soon as I start seeing people show up. Oh, here we go. There's Debbie.
Yeah.
Hi there. How was it, Debbie?
Yes, I'm muted.
You're muted.
did it work
out okay?
It did. It went really well.
Awesome. Did you?
Yeah, I felt the energy move. I saw a lot of purple, and yeah, it was
nice. Did you guys get my messages that I was sending?
I only saw the last one.
All right.
So, are we the first ones back? I thought.
Yeah.
CJ was gonna. I don't know. She didn't. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, maybe she doesn't know how to.
I don't know. I just clicked because I've done this before, so.
Yeah. Nice. Good.
Yeah.
Some. I'll send it out and send another one. If you're stuck in cyberspace, I'll rescue you.
So maybe we got done. I thought maybe we were the last ones to come back.
All right, we'll give it another couple of seconds.
Can you pull them back from the room then? Is that?
Yeah, I can do that. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go see if CJ's stuck. And then when I come back, I'll just close all the rooms.
Yeah. You're done.
Incarnated. How are you, Nancy? How are you, Nancy? Can you hear me? No? Oh, interesting.
I don't see Nancy.
Oh, yeah, she's not done yet.
In and out.
Yeah. I thought maybe she was back on. No. Okay. How long did it take you to do the healing? Think.
Well, I think it's about 11, 12 minutes because we were listening to the recording.
You were listening to the recording?
Yeah, and that's about 11 minutes. So, oh, there's CJ. Yeah. We're gathering. I'll mute myself.
All right. Oh, I can't hear you. Mike, can't hear you.
Here we are.
Thank you. Reese, you want me to make you a co-host or a host? Oh, he's not there.
Not yet.
Yeah, let me text him. Let's see. Everyone's coming back. Nice.
Hey, does anybody want to share their experience while we're waiting for Reese to come back? How was the technology experience? I mean, did it work out?
I think it was hard for us to know how much time, well, we didn't know how much time we had, and it was hard for us to keep track of how much time we spent on each person. Yeah. So I don't know that everybody finished.
Okay. I sent out broadcast a message, but I was thinking that if you guys weren't paying attention to it, you wouldn't have seen it. So, yeah.
It'd be nice if they could do some little sound feature or something.
I know. I wonder if it's got that capacity. Well, I'll ask Lisa T, but I don't think so. Hey, Nancy, good to see you making it back.
Well, I'm on my phone. Can you see? There's my computer. I'm on it, but.
Yeah.
But nobody else is. I'm hearing you through my phone.
That's weird.
What that means, Nancy, is that you're in your own Zoom.
Oh boy.
Seems to be the only way. I mean, it was on it in the beginning. I was on my computer and then we left the room and I was gone and I couldn't get anybody else, which is why I went to my phone.
Hey, Reese, do you want me to make you a host or a co-host?
Co-host. Don't ever make anybody a host.
Well, no, they can. I can do that. I can make you.
I know. But once you make me a host, then everybody else gets unco-hosted.
Oh, gotcha.
Never want to make anybody else other than you a host, because then I'm not going to be sending people to rooms. You do all that stuff. I just got to have enough to show my PowerPoint.
Okay.
How's our number?
I think you've got to accept it. Oh, here, wait. There you go.
And then I don't have to accept it. I'm just in. When you do it, I'm in.
Okay, you're in.
Is everybody back?
It's getting close, but not everyone.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right, so we're gonna talk, we can start. You can start asking questions. I wanna go over I'm gonna sit down. This will be easier. Again, microphone works better on. I wanna talk about Deepak Chopra's book. How many of you were able to get through it, were able to sort of understand it, get some pearls from it? How many of you were like, so-so?
I tried reading it twice and I gave up.
How far did you get?
Oh, about 20 pages.
it was a struggle for me too early on. And so I just got it on audio. It's so good. It's just nice. I love his voice. You know, he's got such a nice voice and it helps you understand it, because he understands it at such a deep level. And he's basically just talking about chakras, right? He's just describing chakras in another way. And he's actually describing chakras the way we talk about chakras, right? In that you perceive the world through them in a very specific kind of way. And it's not just, you know, it's like your whole worldview comes through your chakras,
right? How could it not? Because it's like, that's the only party that's really connected to the worldview. You have your mental worldview that's really just, it's like a squirrel, you know, it's like, but your real worldview, your real sense of your worldview is based on how the chakras are operating and which one, and which ones you go from. But this is I like to use, I really like using that book for, to help you all do one more step in understanding what you're here to do in the world. Like, what's your real deliverable? So we talked about your deliverable a little bit this year. Next year, we go into the, you know, the whole big why and the whole sort of like the, like pulling your whole chart and kind of twisting it all into that one sort of purpose. But this is also, you know, what he talks about in there is sort of, you know, an essential element in your understanding why you see the world the way you see the world and why you've always attracted certain types of work, people, situations. And so that's a, and I know it, he, it's sort of a little roundabout way of doing this. And I use his work in a way that, you know, that most people don't. And I read it based on my understanding of the chakras, rather than, you know, reading it, sort of verbatim, which can be very, you know, can be kind of dry. So anybody have something you want to just say about it before I've got a little PowerPoint that I, you know, can go through, which is some kind of stuff. It's like, oh, I missed that. I didn't really notice that. Which is my goal with all this work. Everybody's done chakra. Most of you've done some sort of chakra work or energy work or, you know, or personal growth or, you know, whatever you've been doing. And my goal here is to take you to the next level and just say, oh, there's brilliance out there that would walk right by you without sort of like some coaching. So, anybody have anything about the Chopra book, the How to Know God? Do we have somebody with a hand up? No? Okay. How's everybody doing here? Are we okay? Yeah? All right. Okay. So let me do this. Let me share my screen. Here we go. This one. That one. Okay. So, chakra 6 and 7 weekend. And so I'm going to challenge your brain a little bit. By the way, just how did everybody do on the healing just then? How are you liking the life purpose healing? Before we, let me just take a look. Is everybody okay with the life purpose healing? Anybody have any questions on that before we start into Chopra?
Opening to wisdom.
Opening to wisdom healing.
I loved it.
Yeah, and I love it.
Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time. I wasn't able to finish with summer.
Okay. Well, you can, you know, connect later on or something, finish it up or do, you know, set up a time. But that's how did she experience it, you know, the piece that you were able to do?
It was really nice. I felt like she was massaging my brow bone at one point. It was so odd.
Nice. Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't take, the thing about healings is, yes, you want to do them as prescribed, but once you're in the energy, once you have the intention, you're using the crystal balls or whatever, and you're grooving it. It's, you know, it's kind of like the crystal balls, right? You do know that you get almost everything you're going to get from the ball in like the first 10 seconds, right? It just goes bam. Healings aren't that much different. A lot of healing is just sort of, it's like you're going to offer your, if you're really in your core, you're going to offer your power right up front. It's going to really get the person moving. And then the rest of it is just sort of like massaging it in, you know, sort of finding a way, you know, so the healings are set up in a way that there's systems that you use to kind of walk them back through into their energy. And actually, I'm looking forward to doing our August healing retreat, because I want to help you sort of take these healings kind of to the next level. But that's kind of it as well. It's like understanding that there's, that even if you don't get a whole healing in, don't feel like you didn't get something done. And if something does happen in the middle of a healing that stops it or creates a problem, that was part of the healing, you know, cause we tend to say, well, things should be left, you know, X, Y, Z. And if I get this done, then the healing's done, you know, got 5 minutes of healing. And it was like, all of a sudden we had to stop. It's like, oh, we got to stop. But you know, what I got was this. And then what did it feel like to be interrupted in the middle of an intimate moment? Right? How does that? No, I mean, healus interruptus is not an easy thing, right? So we got to have to do that. And how much is in your life? Do you, are you struggling with, you know, wanting more intimacy but it's always getting interrupted? So anyway, that's where I would have gone after that if I had lost that. Okay. So, let me go back to the PowerPoint. Okay. Why isn't it working? Oh, I have to turn it on the poker. Okay. All right. So this is just sort of like the prep for it. I pulled certain quotes out of it and physicists, and this is like, and I want you also, I want you to listen to the words and also think about, this is what we're teaching you. So almost everything that he talks about in there is part of what we have been teaching you since the beginning. Physicists say that the universe is quantum soup, bombarding our senses with billions of bits of data every minute. The swirling chaos must be managed into an organized number. So the brain with its seven basic responses provides more than sanity and meaning. It provides a whole world. And so we talk about the seven chakras. The way he's basically smartly, he wrote an entire book without ever saying the word chakra. Back when chakras weren't that popular. But he was able to sort of, you know, use this wisdom, this sort of Eastern wisdom, which he was sort of bridging at the time, to help us understand. But the reality is that the world is total chaos. And this is one of our biggest problems, is that our brain doesn't like chaos. It can't handle it because it's so limited. And the universe is just so massive in all of its complexity that we have to sort of break it down to something that we can handle. So the God that presides over this must fit into the brain's way of working. And so we really have, everybody's wired, like I said, everybody's wired for mastery. We're also wired for spirituality. We're wired to connect to a higher purpose. There's something that happened when our cerebral cortex developed that, and we started standing up vertically and energy moves through the body in a vertical way, that we connected the dot, right? I mean, animals are down like this and they're not really, they don't really have that wire to stand up. We stand up all day long and we keep that vertical energy moving through us. And it just, you know, it's created this connection to realizing that there's something beyond us. There's something higher than us. So the seven basic responses supply more than sanity and a meaning. They supply the vehicle for the world to come into being. There's no way to know God outside these seven. They are the brain's limitations. So I like to say that we live in a seven chakra universe. And anybody who has an eighth chakra isn't from this, is going to be like wormholing places. So we can't get out of this. We're caught in these seven ways. These seven chakras are how we exist. And experience, you know, the world coming into being. When a person says the word God, he's pointing at one of the seven responses. Old brain is the hunter, new brain hunts bigger prey, God. And so the old brain, the brain stem is the animalistic element within us. But the new brain, the cerebral cortex, the, you know, these higher functions, the pineal gland, are now sort of accessing an awareness of something massive. And we're hunters by nature, right? We're hunters and gatherers. And so we want to, so as soon as we find out there's something better, of course, we want a piece of that. And that's why religions were so easily manipulated, because we're wired to want the most, the best, the highest. And everybody has it within them to sort of be aware that that if they could access this infinity somehow, they would be, you know, they'd be divine. So the three realities are basically what we're teaching in the school. You know, we have the material world of objects and events. We teach four realities with the body, sort of, you know, sort of like the four dimensional healing. You have your body, but it's still part of the chakras. So the three dimensions are chakras, objects, events, physical existence, quantum domain, which is the life purpose line. He's talking about that. And that's the transition zone between the soul and matter, and turns energy into matter. It's the gravity field that creates us. And then the virtual domain, you know, the place the virtual domain in place beyond time and space, the soul space that we access, we try to access as much as we can in this program, so that you can have those soul emotions. The transition zone is not a feeling. It's a place that the material world keeps pulling you back from. Okay, so so really the transition zone is really more that, you know, he's talking about you know, the virtual and transition zones are you know, sort of like that soul quality, the non-form. So we have the wait a minute. Transition zone is not a feeling. Let me just quantum domain. So transition zone is the quantum domain. I'm sorry. Transition zone is feeling. Okay. So the goal of the quantum zone, which is the life purpose level, is to bridge you back and forth. But what he's saying is that the gravity of being in a human body and having our human conditions and all that stuff, it tends to pull us back. So this is just what, you know, just showing you, this is what we teach. Material world are those. We have the transition zone, which is the intention line. And then we have the virtual domain, which is the soul level. And the goal of life is to get the energy from the soul into the body, so the body lives on soul energy. And then the body feeds back energy through the chakras, through the purpose, to give more feedback as to how, you know, as to what you're here to do. How are you here to use this stuff? And so that's one of the nice things about this work, is that it is going to really show you sort of like in a very concrete way, oh, I'm here to work with these kinds of people. I'm here to do this. So, the motive is not to fight or die, but to find a speck of truth and joy and nothing in the world that nothing in the world can erase. The material world is infinite, but it's a boring infinity. The real world, the real joy is what lies beyond. And so these are, I love when he says this, I love this, the way he writes and or whoever writes for him, it's just beautiful. And that's really our whole thing. It's like when you hit that midlife crisis where you're like, oh my God, there's just something missing. All we need is that speck of truth within us. That's sort of like we know that there's something that's so important and so tiny and so unnoticeable. And yet if I could have that one thing, it's like not even big enough to take up any room at all, and I could swallow it, I could be happy for the rest of my life. And that's really what we're after. And when we access that higher wisdom, you know, when we look at the world as stuff and planets and objects, you know, as beautiful as they are, it's only the pineal gland that sees them as alive that makes them amazing. If they're just planets, I mean, you know, you look at, you know, astronomers are looking at planets and looking at this and they're doing that, and the scientists are doing these things, and you know, and there's like a childlike like every one of those things is like a miracle, but we can make it into a job. We can make it into something boring and flat. By filling our deepest spiritual needs to know oneness and intimacy with the divine, we find God. To answer the question, is there a God? The answer is, who's asking? Spirit must filter through the biology to be known. So this is also what we talk about, is like each of you have to define your own spiritual world. So we have these levels, the material reality, visible universe, lower chakras, when light is visible and organized into concrete objects. And reality, objects have firm boundaries. These are the basics of material reality. Knowing the five known by the five senses, time flows in a straight line, you know, changeable, subject to decay, organisms are born and die, and there's some level of predictability. Some, you know, science works. Science works at this level. Science doesn't work at the other levels. That's why science will never understand the life purpose line. They can talk about this Taurus field that's happening, but they have no idea where it comes from. Zero. They have no idea and won't ever, because it comes out of a dimension that is non-form. And by the nature of science being something that has to have something be in form, it can't understand that in a way. It has to be there. So cause and effect are fixed. All right, so the quantum domain, this is sort of like the life purpose level. He talks about when light contains feelings, thoughts, and intelligence, reality is quantum. Creation manifests, energy exists, time begins, space expands from its source, events are uncertain, birth and death occur at the speed of light, information is embedded in energy. Okay, so this is that energetic bridge where the particle comes out of the soul, the particle and the atom start pooling together, and they have an intention, they have a reason, they have a purpose in their lives. And so creation is manifesting in that way. Energy and exists, and time begins as an atom forms, time begins. There's no time before the formation. So it's in the middle of creating time and space. So, and then the virtual level, the soul level, light is completely unmanifest. No qualities anyone can measure. Reality is virtual. No energy. No time, unbounded. Every point in space is every other point. So when you think about intimacy, right, in your life, and you have those moments of just sort of like you're holding your grandchild, or you're maybe you've made love, or you're just you're playing with your friends, you're laughing with someone so much, your classmates or whatever, and you're just loving being alive, and all of a sudden you realize that there's no point in the universe that isn't part of who you are. It's like every point, everything is connected. And that moment of awakening is the soul quality, and the soul lives in that place where it doesn't have to have time and energy and all of these things to get things done. It's already done it. It's already doing it. Infinite creative power, eternal, unmeasurable, immortal beyond birth and death. So this is the soul level. Without the human mind, there would only be quantum soup, billions of random sensory impressions. There wouldn't be stars and planets and things like that. It would be, you know, it's sort of like we experience things that way. Thanks to the brain, we can see that encoded into the swirling cosmos is the most valuable thing in existence. Valuable things in existence, form, meaning, beauty, truth, and love. And so all of that is sort of like the universe creates that, or we create that out of the universe. So think about it this way. Our consciousness is creating these things out of what's possible within the universe and perceiving the universe this way. The scientists are saying that 95% of space is some sort of dark energy or dark matter, and they have no idea what it is. So 95% of the cosmos, they have no idea what it is. And, you know, in some way, But it has gravity in it. So everything is forming out of this dark matter, which has a gravitational pull, but it hasn't manifested yet. So we're made of that same dark matter. We're like in between, like, you know, Deepak Chopra was the one that first came out 25 years ago and said, you are 99.99999% empty space. And everybody was like, what? How can that be? I'm as solid as can be. But if you really look at what an atom is and what a particle is and what these things are, it's like there's nothing in there. There's nothing inside of you. You are a perception. You are a very persistent perception. I mean, thank God. But we're a perception that works through a very specific type of filter. And so these form, meaning, beauty, truth, love, they come through this. And when we realize that that's what this is for, it's not just to get a good job and to you know, make some money and retire. It's to find that meaning, that beauty, that truth, that love. And we all know that at some deeper level. So why should I strive to know God? I mean, this is always the question. It's like, why should I do any of this crap? You know, it's like, why don't I just go to work? You know, what could God do for me? You know, it's because in some basic way, we are creators, right? And we know we're responsible for this creation that we're creating, but we have no idea how. And so once we became self-reflectively conscious and we realized that we can actually look at ourselves and view ourselves and understand that there's something creating this and that I can in some small way create other things, we want to be a real creator, like a big creator. And so this is the ultimate promise of spirituality, that you can become the author of your own experience, the maker of your personal destiny. And this is everything to us. If you felt like you were the maker, you were creating your personal destiny, right? You would never complain again, right? Remember Carolyn Mace with the complaining? You know, the what did she call it? She called it some sort of
woundology.
Woundology, right, which I now have re-termed to woundism. But it's like she calls it wound, it calls it currency, she calls it wound currency, where if you're not in charge of creating your life, that means you can blame someone for not doing anything in your life, right? So as long as you don't want to do something, you can blame someone else for it. If you took this kind of power, and this is why most people don't even try, it's because then you have to give up complaining forever. Wow, how would you do that? Because I do love to complain sometimes, so it's kind of, you know, it's a little tricky. Your seven levels of thought are already doing this unconsciously by choosing the appropriate responses in any given moment. So when they're open, when the chakras are open, you actually have these opportunities, these things. Universal chaos must be decoded at the human level of creation. To know God, you must bring these functions into consciousness, that the purpose will free will. So, let me just keep going here. Projection, different hallucination. Yes, enough of that. Okay, so remember we went through the stages, right? So I want you to think about what stage you operate at. Fight or flight response. Okay, stage one, fight or flight response. God the protector, surviving in the face of danger, getting what you want, you fulfill your life through family, community, a sense of belonging, and material comforts, okay? So that's probably 95% of the world, maybe more. Fulfilling life through family, community, sense of belonging, and material comforts. Basically, in survival, a lot of them aren't, whoever's got an open microphone, please make sure you shut your microphones off. And it's sort of like a, you know, it's, they feel very strongly that they'd like a God that protects them, or a person like a government. They vote for the person that will protect them the most. That's about 95% of the world right now. God qualities at this stage are vengeful, capricious, quick to anger, jealous, and judgmental. So they can be, so there's these laws that you don't totally understand, but they can be levied on you. And a lot of people who live at this level will say, they're the ones that say a rich person is God's, I don't know what, it's like somehow that is a indication that God has looked kindly on you because you're rich. Okay. I think we have a president like who believes that. It's like a destiny that, you know, and I'm sure many of the presidents, I'm sure Bill Clinton was the same way. It's like, there's sort of like a sense of my destiny is to be, you know, it's like, that's my thing. And that means God ultimately looks down on me and anything that I do is then okay. Meeting out reward and punishment is meeting out reward and punishment, unfathomable, sometimes merciful. So what happens is that you know, when you're really afraid of somebody, you know, if there's like a big person who's beaten you up in the past, maybe a parent or a, you know, somebody that you live with or somebody at school or something, and so you're constantly on guard of them, but you have to somehow woo them to get their favor, right? You have to do something, you have to sacrifice to them, you have to give to them, you have to do that sort of stuff. So this is where most people live. But sometimes they'll condescend because they're in a more powerful position than you are to somehow give you like a, you know, whatever it is, you know, like the, I don't know, the government bailed us out for a little bit of money, you know, or they sent the checks or something. There's always like this sort of like somehow merciful type of thing. God protects us like a mother or a father does, but they never give power, right? God would never give you the power, right? The parent never gives the child the power. The parent takes care of the child. So that's where most people live, like children. So second stage, reactive response. Now, I don't know why he calls it the reactive response, but God the Almighty. I'm not so sure I'm believing in this, but the brain creates, I do understand the brain creation of personal identity. So this is where you've risen above survival, and all of a sudden there's like a me that has to do stuff beyond survival, the pursuit of I, me, mine. And so now we have people that have moved from survival, and now they've moved into striving. They're trying to be better. They're trying to, you know, it's like God is powerful. If I can harness God, if I can get people to come into my church, if I can get people to follow my business, if I can do that, if I can use that sort of like that energy, that will push me further along. Getting what you want, you fulfill your life through success, power, influence, status, and other ego satisfaction. So this is where the self is pushing to be better. So in the survival, you're just trying to survive and deal with and you believe in that hierarchy where you have to get it. And by the way, some of the richest people in the world are at stage one. The most successful people in the world are at stage one, because they figured out how to survive at that level. I mean, I live in Naples, and you know, it's Billionaire Row right here where I am, and they are all living at stage. I mean, I can't say, I don't know all of them, but certainly the ones I go to the gym with and talk with, they're very, very first chakra people. And that's why they totally are there to manage the 95% of the planet. And they just happen to be managing them. God qualities at this stage are sovereign, omnipotent, just the answers of prayers, impartial, rational, organized, into rules. So this is the other piece of it. This is sort of like a all of a sudden there's rules. And if I can use the rules to my advantage, I win. Okay. So I become better. I become more God's favorite. If I can really understand the rules better. So this is, you know, sort of knowledgeable achievers, the charismatic leaders that are like, okay, we figured it out. We figured out the system. This God has power and might, laws and rules. So this is the stage. So the first stage is survival. Second stage is striving. Third stage. So all of a sudden we get, so now if we've moved beyond striving, there's peace, right? As soon as you've evolved past survival, and now you get like 4.9999999% of the people on the planet are at, so if we have 95% in the other, in the first stage, we have 4.9999999999999% in in the striving, the ones who are trying to actually make a better world. They're the ones that are doing some things. They're changing businesses. They're progressively trying to improve. They're the people that are what I'm doing right now. I'm working at the second chakra. I'm striving to help you move closer to inner peace, which is the third stage. So the goal of spiritual work is to attain inner peace, which is just the third chakra, just to get there. So restful awareness response. So God of peace, the brain can be active or at rest. In this response, the brain wants peace. Okay, so in the first one, you're totally, sort of like surviving. Second one, you're reacting to how to get the best out of what you want, but you're always doing something to try to get somewhere. You're trying to get to this level of success or something that then allows you to then have inner peace. But the third level is being at peace, where no matter what you do, whether you strive to do something or whether you have to survive something or whatever, you're coming from a place of inner peace. This is the state. This is the stage of mastery. This is like the samurai warriors, like the masters there. So rest and activity alternate in every part of the brain. So there's building up and then coming down. So it's a very balanced system. Getting what you want, you fulfill your life through peace, centeredness, and self-acceptance and inner silence. Now, depending on what profile you are, that peace and centeredness can be running a big corporation. It could be, operating, a company as as a big manager. It could be, whatever, then team player, supporting and volunteering. It doesn't matter. You can be very active at the third level. The third chakra is very active, but the peace that comes from being who you are is what drives all action rather than trying to get somewhere else. Brings God, brings inner peace, centeredness, and calm to the chaos. God qualities at this stage are detached, calm, offering, consolation, undemanding, conciliatory, silent, meditative. Ultimately, at this level, peace to those who have discovered their own inner world. So at this level, a person, and you, I've only met really like two or three people that even have come close to this. What happens is that, and it doesn't mean that you can't enter these worlds. You know, you can't have some inner peace. You can't find this sort of thing. But my martial arts instructor was one of these people. There are people that have that hara line. So the hara line, if you live in it, it's really wide. Basically your entire life purpose is more real to you. It's just a knowing. And so anybody who says, you're an idiot, what's the matter? You shouldn't have done that with it, and try to hook you, try to get you, try to put you down, say, you're ugly, you're this, you're what, whatever it is that would normally get most people. It doesn't even get near them because they're so centered in their purpose in life. And so this is why I teach you the profiles, because the profiles are the ticket to stage three. And that is the one that only a few people have attained on the planet. There's very, very small number of people that have that level of inner peace and sort of acceptance of who they are. It doesn't mean that they aren't there. They're you can run into them. But there's going to be all different shapes and sizes in that. But it's going to be a sense of there's nothing you can do to that person that will get them, that will hook them. I mean, just look at COVID. Look at how easily society was scared into just staying at home. Just like instantaneously, it's like, I'm staying home because everything hooks them. The 95% are just totally reactive. The strivers are like resistant, but at the same time, it's like, well, if I might lose something, I might go backward. I'm definitely gonna hide. The people at the third level would be, I make my choices, period. It wouldn't even be like I'm against you or I'm for this or I'm for that. It's just, I'll decide what I'm gonna do, period. Right? And that's a power. That's an enormous power. And it's ultimately all people that are that are doing spiritual work, that are trying to get to these, to the upper ones, the stages 5, 6, 7, that stuff, this is the stage you're trying to get to. Everybody's trying for some more inner peace. That chaos that's within us, that fear, the anxieties, the sort of like not knowing, the trying to achieve something. You don't achieve spirituality, you embrace it. So stage 4, again, very rare. I know a few people like this. I think Amy on our staff manages stage 4 quite often, certainly not all the time. She also lives at the first level. But it's the intuitive response. God, the Redeemer, is understanding and forgiving. So this is the heart. They look for both inside. They look for info both inside and out. Outer knowledge is objective. Inner knowledge is intuitive. So they're connecting at this deeper level. Getting what you want. You fulfill your life through insight, empathy, tolerance, and forgiveness. God qualities at this stage are understanding, tolerant, forgiving, non-judgmental, inclusive, accepting. Non-judgmental, that pretty much eliminates everybody right there, because the brain itself is judgmental by its nature. And so a brain that doesn't judge is so, it's like you wouldn't even know how to talk to this person. It's like sometimes you'd be like, how do they even think that way? You know, because it's not how our brains are structured. This God is understanding and forgiving. These, amazingly, you think at the fourth stage, which would be the fourth chakra, these people are the lovers. They'd be together. They'd be all the thing. But most of these people that actually attain this level are like like saints. They're people that very much live alone. They love all of humanity all the time. They don't need someone like in the first chakra. In the first chakra, you have a partner to survive life. Second chakra, you have a partner that sort of is supporting you in your mission, right? At the third level, you're having a partner because it's something you enjoy. You know, it's not something that this is a beautiful thing to be able to share with another person and share a level of peace. But at the fourth level, they're really at this sort of like more like they can sit in a room and meditate and heal the world type of people. Stage 5, these are like the Michelangelos, you know, the creative response, God the creator. They literally out of nothing create something amazing. You know, the people that built all the cathedrals, the human brain can discover new things, the pyramids, right? New things create new facts. Creative ability apparently comes from nowhere. The knowing gives birth to these new thoughts. So these people were figuring out, you know, whether the aliens came and taught them or whether these people just were able to download from the universe these sort of just incredible wisdom of how things work and how planets work and how the universe works, you know, that they knew. There's going to be a little video tomorrow on the pineal gland. And it was like, back in the Egyptian times, they knew what the pineal gland was. And how would they ever find that thing in the middle of your head if they didn't have this higher, much, much, much higher level of creative and wisdom? So we call this inspiration, and its mirror is a creator that made the whole world from nothing. So this is the creative force in the world. And these people are ones that literally can just manifest something at a level that's just so far beyond what others can do out of almost nothing. God qualities at this stage are unlimited creative potential, control over space and time, abundant, open, generous, willing to be known, inspired. And so this is like, you know, just think about what some of these people of old that, you know, that were able to do that. And probably people today, you know, that access this level. You know, some of them are run big corporations. But they do, they pull stuff out of, like, they have the wisdom at this level. They download it to that level. Now corporations all work at the first chakra level. So I'll explain to you how that all works, but basically there are people that can access this level regularly that work in something like that. So God inspires us to explore and discover. So stage 6, now we're getting up into like the saints and mystics, right? So visionary response is a God of miracles. So this is where like Sai Baba, where he just pushes his hand and vibhuti falls out of the air, or he just coughs up a lingam stone or whatever he was famous for doing. The brain can directly contact the light, a form of pure awareness feel joy and joyful and blessed. So think about it this way. We use our vibration and our energy to build something, right? If our, in our sixth and seventh chakra, the potential of our sixth and seventh chakra is literally to be able to create it. Like we could literally use our focus and our energy. We take that 700 volts of energy that we have in our body and we put a vision into the world with that energy. We could form it right there. It would just appear, right? So that's how, I mean, that's all it is just re-managing light. And if we have that kind of power, so the saints and mystics that were able to do, amazing things, magical elements. This is the stage that they were accessing. Now, so just like the fifth level is where you find something that just emerges out of you creatively, and you may have that level. Some of you may have this like vision, like this higher level of a vision that allows things to manifest very quickly. So the contact can be this contact can be bewildering because it has no roots in the material world. So they literally are able to access that manifesting principle beyond space and time. God qualities of the stage are transformative, mystical, enlightened, beyond all causes, existing, magical alchemists. So if you ever met anybody at this stage, you probably wouldn't even be able to have a conversation with them. Behind miracles, what the laws of nature are suddenly revoking without warning. So they're literally able to create what we would call miracles because our brain and seventh chakra work in a limited way around vibration and objects, whereas the potential of our brains is that we can literally manifest, move, ascend, whatever it is that you need to do, and do miracles. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know it's 4:30.
Okay. All right. So I'll wrap up in 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Sacred response. Very quickly. This is the pure I am. These are maybe Jesus and Buddha and these folks probably were at the sixth level, but the potential is to be even less of form. And getting what you want, you fulfill your life through wholeness and unity with the divine, miracles, basically miracles at the level involved, inner evidence of enlightenment, Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, beyond temptation. And so that's that basically this would be the highest. So this the book is basically steps to become a saint, right? Steps to what would it be like? How would you have to, what kind of consciousness would you have to get to the level of being so transcendent that you are literally metaphysical? And so the question is, what stage do you live at? And why is that important to know? Okay. And the reason that it's important to know what stage you live at is because most people have those experiences of forgiveness, deep compassion in the heart. They have this sense of creativity, manifestation in the fifth chakra. Here I'm manifesting, creating. I love doing that. I totally download from that place. People have these visions, these incredible visions of how things can work and do, and these visions. And some have these transcendent experiences. They meditate and they are literally able to be non-form, be no nobody, nowhere, no time, and live in that and be able to exist there for short periods of time. The question is always, where do you live? And so, so we think about someone like Wayne Dyer, who was clearly, downloading wisdom. He was able to sort of say, at a time when no one was doing this shit, he was pushing this envelope like nobody else. He was really a pioneer in the spiritual movement and brilliant. So, but you'd say, well, he must be, if he's got that kind of vision, he must be living at the sixth level. And the delusion would be that he is. And a lot of people give him credit for living at the sixth level or the fifth level at these high levels. But the truth is that Wayne Dyer lived at the first level. Those were his people. And you can tell someone who lives at the first level because when they find their purpose, the person that buys their product, those are their people. Wayne Dyer grew up an orphan. He grew up in a tough world. He always had a sort of like a straight talking way of doing things. And he sold books that were a seventh grader could read it. And he sold them to the people that were in survival looking to start striving. He didn't sell those books to strivers. He didn't sell those books to people that were already on the path going. He sold those books to people that were like, really? I can actually do better than just having to strive. There's something more for me. And he sold people into striving to be better than they were. So he started this sort of like positive mental attitude movement, right? So he worked at the first chakra level. You need to sort of look at your life and say, where do you download from? Do you download from these visions and this non-form? Me, I download all the time from five. I totally create shit. You know, it just comes out of nowhere. It's like, I got to make that thing happen. And it comes through my seventh chakra. Everything comes in, you know, everybody will be coming down that way. You know, but that creative force. But what do I do with it? So one of the, and I actually, my one of my favorite, one of my most powerful healing tools is the temple of light, right? And the temple of light is a sixth chakra download. I got it. I got the download. The guides came in and it was the whole thing. I was like, this is how you do it. This is how you build this thing. This is a, and it was like, and it happened just like boom. And then I got trained in it, right? Energetically with my spirit guides. And they showed me how to do it. And we did it over and over and over again until I got it right. And so that download, theoretically, if I were a sixth chakra guy, which is where that came from, I would just create a church somewhere, make the temple, and just sit in it and just hold this temple for everybody to come in and heal through, right? But I don't. I give it to you once a year. I give it to class once a year as a way to remind you that there's more, that you can attain what? Inner peace. Because I'm a striver. I've moved a little beyond survival. And so my people are the 5%, sadly. I wish I could write books to the 95%. I just don't have it in me. I write the books. I do the work. My school is for people that are coming out of survival, and they know that they want to find inner peace. So I help people do that. What do you do? Where are you? Where do you get your downloads from? And this is the hardest part about spiritual work. Spiritual work says, oh, I'm a psychic. You know, I got so much going on in the psychic department. Yeah, that makes me, you know, I'm a sixth chakra psychic. I'm a sixth chakra person. I live up there. It's not true. Most psychics are really, I mean, look at the people that pay for them and do the work with them. They're all first chakra people that are terrified and just want to have one little kind of edge on something. If you realize who your people are, you won't look down on them. You'll see that you're getting this information to help them. This is the key to what I think Deepak Chopra's work is all about. It's understanding that, yes, these dimensions exist. Yes, this is how they process. And you get information from those all the time. But you can't pretend that you are somehow at peace in your life when you're not. Because if you're at peace in your life, you're teaching people to go to the next level, which would be totally like epic forgiveness, which is what we also talk about, right? You would be teaching them to be at that level. All right, so I know I gotta let you go, but I want you to think about what that is, and maybe you all can do like a breakout group or something on that, you know, over the weekend. What level do you think you work at? Because it's so important for you to get that. So you stop looking at like, wow, why do I keep working with these idiots? Why am I working in corporate? Why am I, you know, it's like I see Liz and CJ, you know, CJ, why do I keep working in these hospitals? Because they need you. Liz, they need you in corporate. They need you at the first level. You're first level people. You may download from Planet Zork. It doesn't matter. Whatever you get is for them. I know that what I get is for people like you that are trying to strive to find how to do this more and just get a little more inner peace. I just want a little more inner peace, just a little bit, right? So, and this is what you're after, and I know you're after that. So, because that's what I'm after, and that's what I've had just enough inner peace and just enough awareness of these things that I'm like, I'm just like that little tiny bit further along that I can say, okay, this is the next step. This is how we do it. But each, whatever level you're at, you're teaching to the next level, okay? But you can download from any of the upper ones, but don't try to think just because I have some spiritual download, I'm some spiritual master. Like I did with the Temple of Light, I had to figure out how does that help people discover that they can find more inner peace in their life, period. That's my mission. If you understand your mission in that simple terms, you can stop arguing with your job and stop arguing with who you work with, because they will always come to you for your wisdom if you know what your mission is in life. Is everybody with me? Powerful stuff, right? I mean, it's like you read that book, you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? But this is it. This is what he's talking about. So you guys rock. Have a good dinner, right?
Yep. So tonight they have dinner until 6 o'clock, and then we're going to meet in the all room. So the first room that we met in this morning to have for Reese's meditation.
At 6 o'clock for meditation. Yes.
Yes.
And I will be ready, I think. All right, everybody.
Hey. Have a nice dinner, everyone.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Mike, so it's a break, right?
Yeah, Shatish, we do a break, dinner break until 6 o'clock, and then back in the main room for the meditation and closing for the day.
Okay, gracias.
Thank you. Nancy, did you get your computer going?
No, I guess I'm in a virtual room all by myself, my own room.
Yeah.
I mean, I am here on my phone, but I can do that, but. I don't know why.
But there's only one of you when you sign on. There's only one of you.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what I have open on my computer, but it's just me.
Really?
It's just me looking at myself.
How funny. I wonder what that is.
I have no idea. And I have tried to open up on my, I mean, originally I did this through my computer, and then when Reese finished, I lost it.
Well, look at this. Turn your cell phone around so I can see it.
Well, right now I just turned it off.
Gotcha.
No, but you see, here's my Zoom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so then when you hit join a meeting, where does that take you?
Join meeting, meeting ID? Okay, so is that the 508 number?
Yeah, well, so there's two, you can do, here, let me text Cheryl really quick.
Sure.
All right, good. So you've got two options. You can put in that meeting ID. No, you have to put in Life Mastery. Okay, so you should have messages on your Apple Air. That's an Air, right?
This is a MacBook Air.
Yeah, that, I love those. Those are such awesome little things. Do you, can you get messages on them? I'm going to send you.
Well, here it says meeting ID or personal link name. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a reach with the right number.
Yeah, but check this out. I'm going to send you this. Now, that would be the one that would get you on to our room. Now, do you have messages on your air? Do you have that enabled?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't. Wait a minute. You're waiting for the host to start this meeting. This is a recurring meeting. Reese Thomas's personal meeting room.
Oh, that's the big one. Okay.
So it says test computer audio.
No, no, no. Because that's the big room. And I think what we got to do, I mean, that for later on, that'll be perfect. That's for the entire school.
But how do I do get past this? See, I get to this place and I can't get past it.
Okay, so go, let me see what you got. Do you have a little blue bubble down in your lower row? Let me see the lower row. Give me a close-up of it.
I don't know what you're seeing.
Yeah, that's it. Let's see. Just move it slowly across there. Down the bottom row, down a little bit more. Oh, there it is. There it is. Next to the green thing, there's a blue bubble. Go back. Go back. Yeah, right there, that blue bubble.
The one with the three dots?
Yeah.
Okay. So
click on that.
Oh, that's messages. I got you. Okay.
And then you should see the meeting. Check the one for me. And then that last thing that I sent you should be the meeting to this room. So just go ahead and click on it and see what happens.
Says new message to this 1714. That's you?
Yeah, 287539. Yeah.
But it's not opening.
Let me see it. Oh boy, you moved too fast. You gotta unmute.
I must have pushed something by accident.
Yeah, and you also lost your your video too.
Well, on my phone?
Yeah.
Oh. Your video is stopped. Your microphone is. I don't know how to get it back.
Well, you can swipe it one way or the other.
Ah, there you are. Okay.
So let's see what you got on your screen there. All right, pop those messages. Is that from me?
Yeah, that's from you, but nothing happens when I click on it.
Move your finger over more towards the left. Yeah, there you go.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, how strange.
Yeah. It's getting very frustrating.
Are you clicked on that messages? Yeah, you're there. Oh, it is. That is frustrating. And that's mine, right? That's my...
Yeah. I could look at my messages on my phone.
Right. But the problem with that is that...
I can't see.
You got to get that link over to your...
computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it won't open. I don't understand why.
Well, I could send you... I could send it to you in a, I could send it to you in an email. That might be a good way to do it.
All right.
Let me do that. Let me see.
See, what's funny is I'm looking at some of the old messages. They're opening, but this new one from you does not open.
You know what? I wonder if you're connected to the internet on that air.
I think I am. I mean, otherwise I couldn't have.
Well, here, let me say.
Get on Zoom at all.
So when you get on the phone, you use the, you're supposed to, or you're not supposed to, but you can use the, that code.
Yeah.
All right, let me send you.
Yeah, you could try an email.
Yeah, let me do that. So this is, and then entire school. And then I go, this I'll put links. And I'll put Nancy. Yeah. We're Nancy. Okay, it's coming to you now.
Okay.
I heard it come.
Yeah, and where is it? Wait a minute. What happened here? Mike Parisi, there you are.
Yep.
Yay. It opened. And now.
So you click right on it.
On the link. Let's go. And nothing is happening. What is wrong with this?
Well, go over there. Let me turn your phone towards it so I can see what's happening. A little bit closer.
Can you see it?
Yeah, and when you click on it, what happens?
Nothing.
I wonder.
Something's crazy with my computer.
Yeah, there is something weird because it's not even turning into a little hand. Like most of the time when you hover over the link, it'll turn into a hand.
Yeah, it's just not functioning.
Now, are you doing it with the, no? It's weird. You know what I would suggest?
Yeah.
What is that thing waiting for a host? What's that?
Oh, that's when I opened up Zoom before.
All right, that's for the big room.
Nancy. But I can't get beyond this waiting for the host to start the meeting anyways.
Yeah, because it won't, that'll be the one to get you on in the big group.
I don't think it's going to even work for that. Because it didn't last time for this thing with Reese just that we just did. I get stuck at this spot point.
Well, no, the one that we just did was in our small room.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because there's going to be two rooms, one for the entire school and one just for the LMT2. I'm okay. Just surprised because there's something weird with your with your computer, because when you hover over that, it should have a little hand that comes up. It's weird.
And the thing that was funny was that for the other day, the message that Reese sent like a couple of days yesterday, I guess. That's how I got in this morning and it worked.
Yes. You know what? Go back to my message.
Your message. Okay. Okay.
Let me see it when it's up. Go a little closer. Okay. And then double click on it.
Nothing happened.
No, double click on the message. Yeah. That is very, very odd. It's not, the little hand isn't coming up. I don't understand what's going on.
I don't either.
Yeah. The only thing I can suggest is maybe, well, no, it doesn't make sense because.
What's this?
What's that?
Zoom. Open with Safari. Let's try that.
Actually, you should open it with Zoom.
Nothing's happening.
Does it say open with Zoom?
It said at lifemasterytraining.info, open with Safari or add to reading list.
And
when I go down, like I have Zoom downloaded.
Right.
On the bottom, when I open that, I get into my own thing, but not.
I don't understand what's going on. It's,
I don't either.
If I was there, I could figure it out for you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be having to do it on my phone.
Yeah. You know what? Let me do this. I'm wondering if I should see if I can get, I've got your phone number. Let me see if I can get Lisa T to text you.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if I can do that. Let me see. Where did I go? What's your phone number?
401-952.
Wait. No.
Yep.
952. Yeah.
2963.
Or you know what? I can ask her if she'll meet us in this room. Let me ask her if she'll meet us here. I don't know if she's available. Let's try that.
Okay.
Let's see if she's around. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it works with the phone and you've got a good connection. It's just, it is nicer to have the Apple. I just don't know why. Oh, she did, yeah, so let's see.
So strange that it worked before and then stopped.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes.
Hello, I'm here.
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, I've got Nancy, and she's on her iPhone, and we're trying to figure out why her Air won't hook up with Zoom. Earlier on, she was able to hook up via her Mac Air to the big room, but now it's kind of weird. Like I send her the links and they won't connect. So
Nancy, what's happening when you try to do it?
Well, can you see? I have the links here.
Yep.
When I click on it, nothing happens.
It's weird, Lisa. It doesn't even have that little hand that grabs things.
Yeah, try just open up Safari or Chrome or whatever you use for your internet browser.
Safari. It is open.
I'm not seeing it.
Oh, you got to find it down in the bottom row and then click on it so it'll pop up.
It doesn't have a window. So go to File and go to New Window.
Go to New Window?
Go back to Safari where you just were and go to the File menu next to that.
File, yeah, New Window.
And then click on New Window.
Okay, here we go.
At the top, type in that lifemasterytraining.info/LMT.
Life mastery. Okay, it's life mastery training info. What is it?
Lifemasterytraining.info.
.info. Dot all.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so. Here I am on Zoom. It says when system dialogue prompts, click allow.
Okay.
And I get stuck here.
Than we've gotten before.
What?
You see where it says if you cannot download or don't see run the application, join from your browser.
Yeah.
You've got the Zoom app though. Click on that. So if you click on join here, Mike, what's your meeting ID?
We're the LM, the number, hold on. Yeah. It is 355.
Okay.
614.
614?
Yep. 85. 20.
Okay. Oh. Hey. Join with video?
Oh my God.
Yay!
Lisa, you're a genius.
Okay.
So, if that happens again, I would just use the number in the email for the meeting ID.
So
I got you twice.
I'm trying to do that. How do I turn this off?
You're good. The other one's muted. Don't worry. So talk to us on the computer.
That's good. Oh, now you're muted. Wait, hold on. We don't have your audio on your.
Okay, there
you go. Perfect.
There you go. So that email that I sent has the entire school meeting ID and the LMT ID. So Lisa, if I walk her through this again, what do we put in the Safari browser window?
That's just the URL, the lifemasterytraining.info/LMT2 or all, whichever one it is. And if for some reason it's not opening, the other thing I would recommend, Nancy, is that you actually just restart your computer and it'll probably work. It's just, I think that something was open that wasn't really releasing it to fully open. So if you have problems, just restart your computer and try it again.
All right. So I should probably try that right now, is restart it and.
Yeah, you certainly could. Are you guys on a break? Is that what you are?
Yeah, we're getting back at 6 o'clock, so.
Okay, yeah, so now would be a great time to try restarting it and then just try clicking on the link from my email.
All right.
All right, text me if you have problems later on. I'm going to go on break.
Can you give me that number again, that 355 thing?
It's actually
I sent it to you in the email.
Oh.
It's in the email.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Yeah,
Nancy, check with me around 6 o'clock. If you have problems, text me and I'll see if I can get you on.
Hopefully, it'll just do it. Okay. Thank you. Nancy, I'm going to go eat dinner too.
See you guys. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.